to from Motley Crue. 751. So we're both in a similar situation where, if you guys remember, Bob Buckman was the morning guy before we were here. So he did it until from 79 to 1999. Great guy. We've known him a long time. He hired both of us. And he had a wedding recently, like about a month ago. And we both couldn't go.
Yeah, it was in Mexico, right?
Yeah, so a destination wedding. And so for a guy who's, you know, done very well in life, you know, he's getting remarried here. He's in his, like, late 50s. You know, what do you get the guy or send him as a wedding gift when you didn't go to the wedding? Like, what do you do?
Especially since we both know he's got more than both of us.
Well, yeah, but beyond, I know, man, I get that. So, like, so if you send him like a consolation cash wedding gift because you didn't go of $200, I mean, it just seems almost like thoughtless.
I did tell him next time.
Which is the point I was at when I was talking to Susan. Like, it just doesn't seem right to send someone. What do you do?
I did tell him next time he was in town, I'd buy him a steak. I'd take him and his wife out to dinner.
And then when they were
at the way I'm looking at it is like, I offered that, and he said, that'd be great. Now, if he doesn't call me on it, that's on him.
So that's your gift, the offer of a steak dinner to him?
I think so.
Which, I mean, that's a nice gesture.
Right?
That's nice.
Plus my time. He's going to get 3 hours out of me.
Right. And when they were in Mexico at the time, I called the place, the resort, and I tried to get, like, massages taken care of for him or something like that. I was like, what can I do? The people at the desk knew how to speak English for the key phrases.
Yeah, to take a reservation. Take
very well, exactly. But they couldn't understand that I was not at the resort when I was calling and asked the question. I talked to three different people and couldn't get it done. I was like, I thought that was a good idea, but now, of course, they're not there anymore, so that idea is gone. So how do you really take care of it? Like, when you had a destination wedding, people who didn't go, did they just send you cash? But you were also young and just starting. It made sense to send you cash.
Right. I'm not sending them cash. I'm not sending him a check. That's not happening.
It seems like lighting out on fire thoughtless. That's what it seems like to me.
I'm not sending him money. He's not getting my money. That's not happening. That is not happening. I'll take him to dinner. I'll hang with him and do all those. I'm not sending him a check. For any amount of money, I'm not sending him a check.
I've never been in this spot. It's a weird spot. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Didn't you, like, married a month and a half ago in like, Mexico or something?
Yeah, in February.
Like maybe a month
and
ago.
I just turned around to Roger. I'm like, did you get Bob a gift? Did you send Bob a gift? And he's like, me and Susan were just talking about that last night. We don't know what to do. And I'm like,
if you don't go to a destination wedding, what do?
Send him a card and some edible, like, bouquet of, like, fruit.
Yeah. That's what we should do. We should send him an edible arrangement.
That's good. Chocolate-covered oranges and stuff.
Have a piece of pineapple on us.
Cherries, berries or something.
That's good.
Thank you for hiring both of us and giving us our shot in radio.
Right. And giving us our livelihoods.
And he's, like, making money off of you guys.
Yeah, thanks for hiring us. Here's some fruit.
Yeah. Hey. It's been 20 years. I feel like we've more than paid him back.
Yeah, it's a weird spot. Well, we got to do something. Card with lottery tickets. Listen, it surely isn't right.
I'll never forget the phone call where he thanked me for sending him the ideas for stuff that we do on the show, because he got back to doing morning radio in San Diego.
Yeah.
And he called me up and said, we went from 19th to 1st.
Right.
And my first reaction was like, then you wouldn't mind sending me a cut of that bonus check now, would you?
That would be nice.
And he just, ha, 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 JP. I'm like, I'm not joking, man. I'm not joking.
No, never heard anything about it.
No, you didn't, did you?
No, nothing. 754.
I'm guilt-free.
Here's Stead with the roads.
LIE westbound, some slow traffic from Vets Highway down into Deer Park Avenue. Southern Parkway
east. But for available configurations.
758, Roger and JP on BAB. I'm sure those of you who listened to BAB for a long time, before we did mornings, a guy, Bob Buckman, did mornings for 20 years. Great guy. And just got married recently, and we didn't go to his destination wedding. Couldn't get the time off from work. It just didn't work out. So what do you do for a guy who's getting married, you know, later in life, second time, and, you know, pretty much has life figured out? What do you send that guy for a gift that means even anything? We're kind of stumped, and it's been a month. We haven't been able to figure it out yet. Good morning. You got a suggestion. Go ahead.
Send him a bottle of fine wine or top shelf scotch or something.
You know what? He does have an alcohol problem.
His big thing is tequila, but he's got... He had one picture on Facebook of many bottles of tequila that people gave him, like, for their pre-wedding thing, you know?
Right.
So he doesn't need that.
Can you ship booze? Can I buy a bottle and ship it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, he's a margarita guy now, apparently.
Yep.
I think she made him a margarita guy. He's also a spandex shirt bicycle riding guy now, too, by the way. That's what we should get him. We should get him, like, an array of spandex bike shirts. Absolutely. Let's do that.
All with our logo.
No shorts.
Or we'll get him, you know, we'll get him the spandex shorts and the glasses with the rearview mirror with the dental mirrors on them. Yeah, it's his new hobby.
That'd be awesome.
Gling, gling, and a bell for his handlebars. Gling, 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 gling.
That's what'll make the whole present. A little bike bell.
There he is. Bob's coming.
That's not a bad idea.
And I'm almost positive he keeps, like, one of those little lap dogs in a basket on the handlebars. I'm almost positive. I'm going to go through his stuff now. Hey, look, first picture I saw is what?
Like Dorothy, Wizard of Oz.
Him with that friggin' dog. Look at him.
Right. Oh, boy. All right, maybe we've got a couple good ideas. All right. The worst of which is chocolate-covered fruit. 102.3 WPAB. Long Island's number one rock station.
Ding, ding.
Roger JP. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, just after 8 o'clock, Double Shot Thursday. First one from Jimmy. So, yeah, this is our situation. A friend who's got married a second time, a little older than us. What do you, you know, we couldn't go to his destination wedding, so what do you send the guy? Like, sending cash is meaningless.
He's also got to be fairly wealthy at this point.
I'm sure.
He's better than us.
He's very successful in life. We've had all sorts of suggestions. Chocolate-covered fruit. he likes the bike, so biking jersey, racing jerseys with the dental mirrors on the sides and the belt.
Spandex shirts. A
couple of good, you know, a bottle of liquor. Okay, I get it. Good morning, B.A.B. You got something. Go ahead.
I got your problem solved.
All right, here we go.
Each of you send him a card with a donation to, like, John Thiessen or to American Red Cross or Cancer Society.
Very nice.
And you guys look like heroes, man.
A charitable donation instead of cash makes a lot of sense. That's not bad.
Listen, I'm not doing anything else to make him look good. He's got ratings because of stuff that we send him into, you know.
It would make him look good.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either. It's not getting nuts. If we want to make him look good, we'll spend him in the spandex, bro.
All right. Any other ideas? 955-WBAB. We're doing better than I thought we would. At least we have a couple plausible things.
We'll get him spandex shorts and a rolled up pair of socks he can stuff himself with. He'll look great.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Double Shot Thursday, Roger JP. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 807. Double Shot Thursday, two from Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, so our situation, those of you who've listened to BAB for a long time, I'm sure you remember Bob Buckman, who made the station what it was at the time, and now it's grown obviously since then, but from 79 to 99, or maybe a little before that, just pretty much owned the place and did mornings and was the biggest morning guy on Long Island. Well, he got married just recently, like a month, maybe 5 weeks ago. And both of us couldn't go to the destination wedding and kind of stuck on what you send this guy or what you do for him.
And to be honest, there's still times where we go out somewhere and like you meet people that listen, they say they listen to the show, they listen to the station.
Sure.
Like, does Bob Buckman still do mornings then?
Yeah.
Sure does. I'll tell him you said hello.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, I mean, the guy's, you know, he's a Long Island legend. What do we send him? And we got now, I mean, to be fair, in the last few minutes, you guys have come up with a couple of really good ideas. Ernie, what do you got? One more, go ahead.
Hey, I know what you do. You send him two tickets to Zebra. He probably has to give away all the time. And make him a nice black and yellow Friday morning crank call t-shirt. And he'll remember you forever.
You know, it's funny. I think Randy was at the wedding.
Yes, he was.
He was, right?
Yeah.
Randy was at the wedding. I'd be shocked if Bobby was saying, hey, why don't you pick up an acoustic guitar and, you know, do Who's Behind the Door?
Probably had the guy play the cocktail hour, you know, because Randy's such a nice guy, he wouldn't say no.
Don't forget, if it wasn't for me, you owe me everything.
Yeah, send him a nice orange and black Friday morning crank call t-shirt. Yeah, he'll remember you forever.
Right. Bobby used to do the Friday morning crank call. Way, way back a long time ago.
You know, it was
early
great.
90s at least.
Back then, when you would record stuff, it was on tape, like actual tape. And when you made edits, you'd use a razor blade to take a piece of the tape out and you put stuff together, and that's how you would do it. And every once in a while, he'd put the tape together upside down. He'd put the tape back upside down or flipped over.
Ma'am, I can't believe you. And really, that's good. It would get all foggy. It was great.
Yeah.
Or it'd make no sense. But I mean, that's the way, you know, that's the way radio was at the time.
But you know what? It was different for him because he was doing morning radio, and even though he played music, you still have a very... I know Roger edits our stuff here, so I know what you're doing when a song is going. The fact that he was able to do stuff on and make razor blade edits and all that other stuff, I mean, we could break his balls for all the mess ups, but
that's
I would
old school skill right there.
Been on the ball in the corner crying. I couldn't
no
do that.
No question. That's no the way it was. Man. Well, listen, you guys gave us some really good suggestions. We appreciate it. And,
dude, they gave us chocolate covered fruit. They didn't give us really good suggestions.
Well, I mean,
and tickets to
Zebra.
Really
nice bottle of liquor, not bad.
Yeah, not doing
that. The cycling outfits, very funny,
was,
good idea.
That was my
idea. That's right, you came up with
Thank
that.
I'm
you. Sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Let's get them the shirts. And we'll get them those shoes with the box on the bottom so they lock into the pedals.
So you can cycle like a pro.
The whole thing, man.
I love it. That's what we should do.
Dude, if I ever see him in all spandex, it's over. I promise you, it's over. I will crucify him.
Well, thanks a lot for suggestions. We appreciate it. That's cool. 810. Time for the roads. Here's that.
Southern State eastbound. Some slow traffic from the Meadowbrook out to the Wanta. The LIE westbound. Some traffic into Vets Highway and again down by the Seaford Oys.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double Shot Thursday, two from AC/DC. It's 823, Roger and JP. And yes, we've got them from the West Coast very early, but we've got them. The morning man before us, Bob Buckman, Long Island legend on the phone. Good to have you on, Bob.
Good morning, you cheap bastard.
Cheap ass in my ass. You're worth more money than both of us combined. You're lucky we even brought it up as a subject. I had said to Roger, I'm like, dude, I just realized. I go, I didn't send anything to Bob. He's like, me and Susan, we're just talking about the same thing. I'm like, I don't feel like I have to.
That's fascinating because the gift giving for a wedding is really all over the map. It's what a learning experience for me. It was a destination wedding,
right,
which makes things, because people went on vacation during a wedding. I mean, they paid for a vacation. So it cost them like $1,500, $2,000 a piece,
yeah,
just to come. So that throws the whole thing off kilter to begin with.
Right. I did the same thing. I had a destination wedding. I got married in that, remember the hotel we stayed at when we did the Bahamas broadcast?
Yes.
I got married down there.
Wow.
You were invited. Oh. You didn't come, but you sent a gift. But in my defense, that was my first wedding. This is your second. I kind of feel like the rules change on the second one.
That is such crap. It's going to cost the same friggin' money.
Hey, did you make... I saw Randy was there. Did you make him play?
Well, you know what? He actually knew the guy. See, the bride wanted an Ambrosia. So remember that Grammy-winning band in the 70s, Ambrosia? She wanted an Ambrosia song as the first dance. So we actually hired half the band of Ambrosia to come. And Randy did a cruise ship thing with that band a couple of years ago. So Randy walks in. They immediately know each other. So Randy gets up and does the Zeppelin song. So Carrie, the bride, says, oh, you got to do a Zebra song. And of course, Ambrosia doesn't know how to play Zebra.
Right.
But they learned it. Like, literally, Randy taught them on stage in front of the guests. It was awesome.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Only at a Bob Buckman wedding would Zebra and Ambrosia play together.
So
that's beautiful.
We were kicking around ideas with the audience of, like, what we should do for a gift. And we kind of settled, since you ride bicycles now, that we were going to send you, like, a crate full of spandex shirts.
Like racing shirts, maybe the little mirrors for your helmet.
That's funny.
And yes, maybe a bell.
Do you have a basket? Do you have a basket on the front of your bike that you put that little dog in?
You know, she does, thank God. It's a pink basket and a little foo-foo dog, so she does that. Uh-huh. I do not.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't buying it. Anybody else buying that story? I'm not buying it.
Well, listen.
So guys, you got to know, first of all, you don't have to get me anything. It's very nice that you'd even think about that. And I will just tell you in closing, you know, some people who you didn't expect to get anything from, JP, maybe this happened to you with your wedding, you get an amazing gift. And other people you've known for decades, you don't even get a card.
Right, right. No, yeah.
I guess we're in that category for the moment.
You got a phone call from us, though. We called you.
That's very nice.
And I did say...
He doesn't sound blown away by that.
And I did say to you that when you were in New York, I would like to take you and Carrie out for dinner. I did say that.
You did. Thank you for that. That's right.
No, I would like to meet her at some point. She captured you. I don't know how she did that. I got questions.
And so I don't sound like a total schmuck. Just so you know, while you were at the resort, I tried calling the front desk to set up massages or something for you guys, and the people at the front desk couldn't get past the idea that I wasn't already at the resort. I'm like, why? Three different people who spoke good English on the opening two sentences. I couldn't get it. I hung up in frustration. I couldn't take it anymore.
That's very nice.
It's an attempt.
Well, congratulations. You look all sorts of happy, so good for you. Happy for you, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And thanks for being on with us. I'm sure a lot of people who listen to VAB for a long time obviously remember you and the classic Friday morning crank call, which we all loved.
We were talking about
the Q of the D.
We were talking about how every once in a while when you were editing tape, you'd put the tape back on upside down.
Good old days.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man.
See you guys.
Later, man.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
Bob Buckman, for those of you who listen a long time. Good. So I feel like, in a way, we almost got a pass.
We did. We totally got it.
But I think we should still send him a little something. Now that we've talked about it and we got some good ideas.
I'm not sending him anything.
Let's get it.
No. Now it's on him. I told him, and you, everybody's my witness, I told him when him and Carrie come here, I'd like to take them out to dinner.
Right.
If he chooses not to take me up on that.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
That's on him.
Hmm.